Mental health not so here. Every May, global experts from public health, advocacy groups and organizations join forces to raise mental health awareness and promote well-being. In order to address the distinct challenges faced by the Somali community, Alabro partnered with other local organizations and host an event called Mental Health is Not So Here. This event aims to invite experts in the field to deliver a comprehensive discourse. The audience comprised of 25 individuals, mainly males aged 50 and above, aiming to provide them with valuable insights and understanding to navigate their mental well-being more effectively. Dr. Abdikadir Mohamoud, a distinguished medical practitioner within the Somali community, had the distinct honor of being the inaugural guest speaker at the event. He utilized this platform to provide an insightful educational discourse to the audience, focusing on different types of mental health disorders and their distinctive symptomatology. Dr. Mohamoud made an effort to improve their medical vocabulary by translating medical terms into Somali expressions, highlighting the importance of understanding these terminologies. Unfortunately, there is a lack of mental health disorder terminology in the Somali language. Instead, discriminatory words like wali, which means crazy, are used. Dr. Mohamoud narrated an intriguing story which revolved around a person experiencing obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD. The individual went to a mosque to engage in Islamic prayers but found themselves continuously repeating the beginning of the prayer. This repetitive behavior, a distinct symptom of OCD, was grossly misunderstood by another worshipper. The attendee mistakenly believed the individual was possessed by a jinn, a supernatural creature in Islam, and began striking him in an attempt to exorcise the supposed entity. This incident underscores the fundamental message of the event: not all peculiar behaviors are the result of supernatural influences, like sihir, but can often be symptoms of underlying mental health conditions. Dr. Mohamoud emphasized the utmost importance of upholding and safeguarding the rights of individuals across various societal domains, public spaces, familial structures, and individual interactions. The sad reality of societies plagued with poor mental health literacy often fosters an environment conducive to discrimination, leading to a vicious cycle of stigma and abuse against those grappling with mental health issues. By drawing upon the example of Somalia, he shed light on the harsh conditions individuals with mental health problems face there. These individuals are subjected to physical abuse and inhumane confinement practices, such as chaining, largely due to the lack of accessible mental health care services. Contrasting this to the situation in the UK, Dr. Mohamoud highlighted that we are immensely fortunate. In the UK, we have relatively unhindered access to mental health care, a crucial tool in combating mental health issues. It is upon us, he urged, to make optimal use of these resources when needed. In concluding his talk, Dr. Mohamoud reiterated the inherent right of every individual to live a life characterized by respect and dignity. Our rights should not be infringed upon due to our mental health status. His powerful message underlined the urgent need for global improvements in mental health literacy and access to quality mental health services, emphasizing that respect for human rights and dignity should be a universal principle, not a privilege. During the Q&A session, an attendee raised a question regarding the possibility of sending prescribed medicine to Somalia, given its less regulated pharmaceutical industry. In response, Dr. Mohamoud provided guidance, advising the individual to consult with a local physician in Somalia to obtain a diagnosis and prescription. The prescription details can then be forwarded to a private clinic in the UK, which can facilitate the acquisition and shipment of the medicine to the individual's family back home in Somalia. The second speaker, Dr. Mahend Habib, is a psychotherapist who specializes in serving the Somali youth and their families. He employs a holistic approach, integrating spiritual aspects of mental well-being, while emphasizing how challenging experiences can push individuals into survival mode and influence their interaction patterns within the family unit. Throughout his discourse, Dr. Habib explained his role as a psychologist, an occupation that is often misunderstood by the older generation. Curiosity filled the room as Dr. Habib delved into the sensitive and often concealed topic of sexual health issues experienced by men and their struggles to communicate these concerns to their partners. This subject, usually considered taboo, is crucial for understanding its significant impact on marital relationships. The bold discussion emphasized the necessity for men to seek professional help, aiming to shatter silence and dispel the associated stigma. Dr. Habib fostered an environment where open dialogue about these issues is encouraged, emphasizing that seeking help for personal health matters, no matter how controversial, is an act of self-care vital for overall well-being. Dr. Habib addressed the cultural clash between traditional Somali values and the culture assimilated by the younger generation in the UK, highlighting the resulting communication gap. In many family structures, particularly in more traditional societies, parents often rely heavily on their children for support and assistance. This dependency unintentionally burdens young individuals, pressing them with responsibilities that may exceed their capabilities and maturity levels. One important example that illustrates this dynamic was the story of a dedicated young girl who was persistently juggling her academic pursuits with a job to cover her tuition fees. This example evoked evident discomfort among the audience members, evident in their fidgeting in their seats, which indicated that the example resonated with them deeply. It seemed that the story acted as a mirror, reflecting their own experiences and challenges, underscoring the importance of fostering open conversations about such issues. After the presentations concluded, a participant from the audience stepped forward, sharing his personal story as an immigrant father in the UK. He arrived in this new land with ambitious dreams and high hopes for his children's futures, particularly envisioning them pursuing higher education at a university. However, his expectations took an unexpected turn when his son expressed that the conventional path of attending a university was not the right fit for him. This revelation triggered significant frustration in the father, leading to a heated disagreement between them and causing strain in their relationship. Despite the intense dispute and the father's disappointment, the son remained steadfast, choosing to forge a different path aligned with his own individual preferences and passions. Today, he enjoys a successful career, serving as a testament to his determination. This heartfelt sharing conveyed an important lesson for parents. It is crucial to trust our children's decisions, having confidence in the values we instilled in them during their upbringing. Alongside this trust, it is equally vital to offer support and understanding, providing guidance and assistance whenever necessary, even if their chosen paths deviate from our expectations or societal norms. The event, titled Mental Health, Not Sihir, came to an end with an enjoyable and interactive session during afternoon tea. Attendees and guest speakers had the opportunity to mingle and have conversations, encouraging discussions on mental health issues. However, an observation was made that could improve future gatherings, especially for the older generation. It was noticed that the female attendees, who had been seated at the back with their faces covered during the talk, left soon after it ended. As a result, they missed the chance to interact and network with the guest speakers. This was mainly because the event had more male attendees. For upcoming events, it might be helpful to consider separating genders or creating a more inclusive environment where everyone feels comfortable and can participate equally. These changes could encourage more active engagement and communication among all attendees. Despite this observation, the event successfully achieved its main goals. It would be beneficial to organize monthly sessions dedicated to exploring sociocultural topics in mental health in more detail. This emphasizes the important need to continuously raise awareness about mental health and openly address taboo topics that often go unspoken but have a significant impact on social cohesion. By breaking down these barriers, we can pave the way for a more open, understanding, and inclusive society that effectively tackles mental health issues.